talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made, a couple of resignations. I'll tell you what, sad day for Wisconsin, one of our great congressmen. He didn't resign, but he said he's not running for re-election. That's Ron Kind of the 3rd Congressional District, originally from La Crosse, Wisconsin. I know Ron well. He's a very, very good guy, a good friend of mine. He was a great congressman on the Ways and Means Committee, senior member of the Ways and Means Committee. He was the dean of the congressional delegation from Wisconsin. He'd served the longest of anybody in office in Wisconsin. In the Congress, elected in 1996, and by the end of this term in 2022, he'll have served 26 years, 13 terms. My background with Ron goes back to when he got out of law school. He went to work for my law firm. It's not my law firm in the sense I didn't own it, Quarles and Brady in Milwaukee, but I was a partner there. He and I frequently talked, and one day he came into my office. He said he was interested in politics, running for Congress eventually. Very good guy, honest guy, smart guy. I said, well, then you go back to where you're from, where people know you. And he went back to La Crosse. He became an assistant DA. Steve Gunderson, the incumbent Republican, announced he wasn't running for re-election. Ron announced, won a primary, won the general election, and he was in Congress ever since. He's certainly our strongest candidate to run this time. The guy running against him, the only one I know of, is this Van Orden character. Van Orden used some of his campaign money to travel to Wisconsin, to travel from Wisconsin to D.C. for that Trump rally to overturn the vote, and then actually went up to the Capitol. He actually went up to the Capitol. There's apparently some evidence from, I don't know, his cell phone or whatever, that he was in restricted areas that he shouldn't have been in. And he has shot his mouth off quite a bit about politics, about Trump attacking the Democrats. He would be a disaster. You hear me? A disaster to be in Congress from the 3rd Congressional District. We need Ron Kind. But Ron has a family, 2 children, wife, Tawny. And he said, look, you know, for 26 years, I've been almost 26 years, I've been flying back and forth from Washington, D.C., and I've loved it. And it's been a great honor, the honor of my life, to represent the people of the 3rd Congressional District, but it's time to move on. So it'll be a great loss. He was a high school quarterback. He went to Harvard University, and he played football there as a quarterback, the Ivy League, and then he went to the University of Minnesota Law School. Came out, was doing very well at Quarles and Brady, would have been a great litigator, but he had the itch, and I understand that since I've had it myself, and the itch to get into politics, and so he did, and he did it with great success, great success. Ways and Means Committee is, along with appropriations, those are the two most important prestigious committees in the Congress, in the House. Ways and Means sets tax policy. Appropriations spends the money that Ways and Means takes in. So Ron is a tax expert. There's a lot of things he can do. He can stay in Washington if he wants to move his family there. And he can lobby. I don't know if he'll do that. He'd be a great asset to the Biden administration. He certainly would be a great asset to the Biden administration, given what he's learned in his skills in the Ways and Means Committee. And I wouldn't rule out run for office again in the future. He's a relatively young guy. He was born in 1963. He's a young pup, promising young pup. He has plenty of things to do in the future, and still in his 50s. So I would say that don't count him out for anything. So Ron, salute to you. You did a heck of a job, and you're going to be missed. Then the question becomes who succeeds him. There will be an Oklahoma land rush of people in both parties, in my view. The Republicans are not going to let this Van Orden character just cruise right into the nomination. If they do, they're out of their mind. There are Republican members of the state Senate and the state assembly over there, some worse than others, who are going to start to fancy themselves a congressman as they look in the mirror and may be expected to jump in. Other people, I'm not going to hazard a guess who it is. On the Democratic side, there are a number of state representatives and a state senator who might think of doing it. Sarah Godlewski is in a very interesting position. She's running for the Senate. I don't see her leaving that race to run for this thing. So who runs on the Democratic side? That's going to be very, very important. So stay tuned. And as we get more information, but in a sense, in politics, you know, the body is not yet warm and everybody is saying, long live the king, long live the new king, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I do know that that's a seat. That's one of about 7 or 8 seats in the country. These are congressional seats where a Democrat won it, but Trump won it at the presidential level against Joe Biden. That's a significant accomplishment. Donald Trump won that district in 2020 and 2016. That should give the Democrats pause. Ron Kind stood tall. He rose above that and he carried it anyway. And by a couple of points, but you know, he carried it. He carried it. Then the question is going to become, what kind of redistricting goes on over there? Remember, Voss in the illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislature will put through crooked maps again. They're going to want crooked maps, not fair maps, crooked maps, all the way till 2030 to 2032. Another 10 years of destroying the University of Wisconsin, putting forever chemicals and poison in our drinking water, slowly destroying environmental habitats, giving away money like to Foxconn, where Mount Pleasant and Racine bonded for almost $1 billion for a non-existent factory. Foxconn stiffed the University of Wisconsin, said they were going to give them $100 million for an entrepreneurial center. All a scam. Walker fell for it. The Republicans fell for it. And if they get in the legislature for 10 more years, you're going to see more mismanagement. Turning down Medicaid money, turning down train money, turning down everything. Cheapening and whittling down the state. That's what Voss wants. So in the redistricting does not only mean redistricting of state assembly and state senate seats. It's also congressional seats. The House of Representatives, you cannot gerrymander the U.S. Senate. You cannot gerrymander the governor because it's statewide. But you can gerrymander congressional seats. You can gerrymander state assembly and state senate seats. You can gerrymander aldermanic seats, county board seats. All of that's going on right now, crooked maps by the illegitimate gerrymandered state legislature. Of course, Evers will veto it. Then it'll go into the courts. Special master and expert should be appointed to do fair maps. But if this goes up through the state courts, it's going to go up to the Republican Supreme Court, three of whom voted to overturn the election. Voted to stop the certification of Joe Biden. 3 of the 7 Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin did that. By the way, there are 2 Supreme Courts. There's the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington that has 9 justices. They are the big kahuna, the 800-pound gorilla, what they say goes. But each of the states has a Supreme Court. Although in New York, their Supreme Court is called the Court of Appeals, and their lowest trial court is called the Supreme Court. I don't know why. But in Wisconsin, there's 7 Supreme Court justices. They're elected statewide. They're nonpartisan in the sense that they don't say Republican or Democrat on the ballot. But as a practical matter, there are 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. We all know that from their prior experiences. And so if they redistrict, I'll give you an example. Stevens Point, Portage County, was put in the 3rd congressional district last time. That helped Ron Kind. That's a Democratic area. If they take that out and they add some areas of western Wisconsin that are Republican, the new guy is going to, the new person, I should say, I don't know who it's going to be, man or woman, the new person is going to have a fight on their hands. We're going to get behind them 100%, and we're going to win. And I would like to hear, quite frankly, from somebody in the 3rd Congressional District with knowledge of this. And I'm hoping that we will get calls like that. And I'm talking about intelligence on where we go from here. But basically, that is the situation. We're coming to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I'll get back to you. Get back to you right after the break. This is an important story. Ron Kind, we're losing one of the great congressmen in Wisconsin history, senior member of the Ways and Means Committee, somebody who's been mentioned in the past for leadership position, could be speaker, could be national office. Unfortunately, he's retiring. We're going to a break. I'll get back to the lines right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.